إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Oh, you believe in Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except that you are Muslims submitting to the will of Allah. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Oh mankind, fear your guardian Lord who created you from a single soul. And from that soul he created his mate, and from them came many men and women. So fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights, and keep the ties of kinship. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever watches over you. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' Allaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Oh, you believe in Allah. Oh, you believe in Allah and say a good word directed to the truth, that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may rectify your actions and forgive you your sins. For whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then indeed he has attained a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. What precedes or to precede the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran, and the best guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثتها, and the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matter. The newly invented matters in the religion that people invent. For every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. No doubt, Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of the believers, is the guardian of the believers. He takes them out of darkness into light, the light of guidance, Ya Abdullah, the light of Iman, the light of Tawheed, the light of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the light of obedience, the light of happiness. And there's no true happiness unless you are upon ikhlas and upon the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the true happiness, hayatan tayyibah, the good life. The good life is the life of Tawheed and Sunnah. That is the good life. سعيد الذين تجنبوا السبل الردى وتيمموا لمنازل الرضوان وهم الذين أخلصوا في مشيهم متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان. They are the ones who traverse this path with ikhlas and upon the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's nothing that takes its place. Everything is second place. First and foremost, they're upon the sunnah, upon ikhlas. That is what pleases them, because they want to please Allah. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to live usul al-talata every day, and he would say raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyan. And we should be pleased with Allah as our Lord, and with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our messenger, and Islam as our deen. And Islam is to submit to Allah upon tawheed, al-istislamu lillahi bit tawheed wal inqiyadu lahu bit ta'ah, and to comply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience. والبراءة من الشرك وأهله, and to be free from shirk and his people, free from their ways. لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر ذراعا بذراع لو دخلوا جحر ذهب لدخلتموه. You will surely follow those who came before you, handspan by handspan, arms length by arms length. If they were to go to inside a lizard burrow, you would follow suit. Why was lizard burrow mentioned? Because the lizard makes other holes inside the main hole, signifying more deviation, the deviation of those who came before us. The Sahaba said, do you mean the Jews and the Christians? He said, faman. Those who came before us, they went more and more astray, deviations upon deviations. And the Muslims, many are following those who came before us from those who deviated. And Allah says, "Fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu ad-dunya wa la yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur." Don't be deceived with this life, and don't be deceived by the chief of deceivers. قال الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله لتكون عداوته على بال. Let you remember that the enemy, الشيطان, make it that it's some that it is always your concern. Shaytan is your enemy. إن الشيطان كان لكم عدوا فاتخذوه عدوا. Shaytan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. He's already taking the fight. We have to take the fight. Shaytan doesn't even take the nap. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قِيلُوا فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَقِيلُ. Take that nap, the afternoon siesta, the afternoon nap, for Shaytan doesn't take it. Shaytan is not even sleeping at that time. He's ready to take you with him to the hellfire. Ready to take you لِتَكُونُ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, that you be from the companions of the hellfire. That battle is there, Ya Abdullah. So we have to take that battle with shaitan. Take that battle with concern, with himmah. For indeed, there's no concern for us except that we have that battle and we win that battle. And that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to save ourselves from the hellfire. That battle is that you be upon tawheed. You check yourself morning and evening. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, morning and evening, he taught us the adhkar al-sabah wa adhkar al-masa. He taught us the significance of the salah. Why the salah and the dhikr in particular? Because shaitan wants us to take us away from the dhikr of Allah. Innama yuridu shaitan an yuqi'a baynakum al-adawata wal-baghda. Shaitan wants to cause enmity between yourselves. Fil khamri wal-maysir wa yasuddakum an dhikrillah. By way of intoxicants and gambling. And he wants to take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Wa anis salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified the salah after he mentioned the dhikr of Allah to show us the importance of salah. And salah is dhikr. As in the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, hadith of Ayn Allah, the hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu anhu, "Inna hadhihi salah la yasluhu fiha shay'un min kalam an-nas." This prayer is not befitting that one speaks from the speech of the people in it. Except in the sujood, you can make dua. And before the taslim, you can make dua, as Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimullah mentioned. But other than that, لا يصلح فيه شيء من كلام الناس. لا يصلح فيها شيء من كلام الناس. إنها تسبيح وتكبير وقراءة القرآن. This is the prayer. It's tasbih, glorifying Allah. وتكبير, الله أكبر. No one greater than Allah. When you're about to do a sin, remember, Allahu Akbar. When you're about to disobey Allah, remember, Allahu Akbar. When you're about to fall into your desires, remember, Allahu Akbar. When you're about to steal, to cheat, to deceive, to fall into bid'ah, which is even worse than all of that, remember, Allahu Akbar. It's not for you and me to legislate. Allah legislated. The Messenger ﷺ conveyed, as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimullah said, عَلَى اللَّهِ الْبَيَانُ وَعَلَى الرَّسُولِ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا التَّسْلِيمُ. Upon us is submit. There's no legislation. That's why the people of bid'ah, they are the deceivers. They deceive the people because they bring that which Allah's Messenger ﷺ did not bring. That's why the Messenger ﷺ warned against innovation before it even appeared. He warned against it before it even appeared. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he said, bid'ah is worse than sin. For a person may repent from his sin, but not necessarily from his bid'ah. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimullah said, if you see a man sin due to desires, then have hope for him. Maybe there's tawbah for him. Maybe there is tawbah because the man is sincere and he fulfills the conditions of tawbah. But if you see a man sin due to arrogance, then fear for him. We all make mistakes, Ya Abdullah. We all sin. Kulli ibn Adam khatta' wa khayru khatta'ina tawabun. But the best of those who sin, the best of those who fall into error are the repentful ones. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are open for you, Ya Abdullah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He's all forgiving, most merciful. But what did Allah say after that? وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And repent to Allah continuously. That is what inaba is. Continuous repentance, morning and evening. turning to Allah, crying over our sins. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. From the seven of those who will be under the shade that Allah creates, the shade that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for those seven categories of the people, seven categories of people, from them is man who remembered his sins and he cried while he's alone for the fear of Allah, because he fell into that, and it continues to bother him until he dies. And that's why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, it may be that sin, due to the sin, the person repents, and that will enter him into Jannah. Yani his state of heart. What is his state of heart? What is the state of your heart, Ya Abdullah? This piece of flesh, if it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Indeed, it is the heart. Inna fil jasadi mudghah. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. This heart we have to take care of. We have to protect it from shirk and bid'ah, thereafter sins, in that order. Because that is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Allah said in the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَا, and say to the people a good word. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimullah in his tafsir, he said, الْحُسْنَا here means الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. To enjoin the good and forbid the evil. This is husna. So don't let the people of innovation and desires misguide you. Those who follow the shaitan and say to you, no, just take the good and leave the bad. From everyone. How are you going to know if you're going to take the bad and leave the good? How you know that you might do the acts? You might do the opposite, take the evil and leave the bad. Can you judge what is good and bad in everything? Subhanallah. Look at the call of shaitan. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil deceptions of shaitan. May Allah protect us from the evil of our own selves. Ay wallah. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا. Even ourselves, we have to seek refuge from the evil of ourselves. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Oh Allah, do not leave me to myself the blink of an eye. 1 second, the blink of an eye, even less than that. So don't be amazed with oneself. So one should not be amazed with himself. Rather, we humble ourselves and we ask Allah for his mercy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from the little that we put forward. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Have we reached muttaqi, that level of taqwa? Because Allah will accept them the muttaqeen. So maybe this verse is that which makes our hearts humble. Maybe this verse is that which humbles us. That maybe Allah did not accept for us because we were not muttaqoon. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The plots of shaitan are weak. Wallahi weak. Don't fear the shaitan. Fear Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He doesn't have authority over the believers. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And those who rely upon their Lord, he doesn't have authority over them. For those who are upon taqwa and iman and amal as-salih, and tawakkul ala Allah, Allah suffices them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That is sufficient for you. Tawakkal ala Allah, and Allah will suffice you. Allah will aid you. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except those who follow you from those who deviated. Yes, other than that, then indeed the servants of Allah, shaitan has no authority over them. So we have to be ibadullah. We have to be ibadur Rahman. We have to be ibad worshippers upon ikhlas and upon the sunnah. Remember, yawm al-qiyamah, kullun ati ar-Rahman abda. Everyone will come to ar-Rahman as a slave, as a servant. Everyone. You will not be able to speak except by the permission of Allah. Illa bi-idhni. You will not be able to get the intercession from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on yawm al-qiyamah. Illa bi-idhni. Except by the permission of Allah. Ya Abdullah, the affairs belong to Allah. Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. The affairs belong to Allah. Ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqu rabbakum. واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا. إن وعد الله حق. إن وعد الله حق. إن وعد الله حق. The promise of Allah is true and is coming. So all you believe, so all mankind, fear your guardian Lord, fear your Lord. And let not, and remember that no father or parent can aid their child. In front of Allah is just you and your actions. And no child can aid and avail their father. You and your actions, Ya Abdullah. Of course, the exceptions of making dua for your deceased parents. Na'am. There are exceptions in the Sharia, of course. For those who do Hajj for their parents. Those who do Umrah for their parents. So long as they've done it for themselves. Those who do Sadaqah for their family members who passed away. There's a hadith in Bukhari where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a woman came to the Messenger ﷺ, a man came to the Messenger ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna ummi ya nafsuha qad iftulitat walau aashat atasaddaqu anha? Qala na'am. My mother died suddenly. If she had lived, she would have given charity. Can I give charity on her behalf? He said, yes. So giving charity on behalf of your deceased parents is allowed. So these are some of the exceptions. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, from the best of them is dua. Supplicate for them. Inna salataka sakanun lahum. Because your dua is tranquility for them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَغُرَنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be deceived by this dunya. Why is dunya called dunya? It's dani'ah. We walk all over it. Why rush for it? Why fight over it? Why kill over it? This is dani'ah. Ad-dunya dani'ah. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And don't be deceived by the chief of deceivers. Ya Abdullah, shaitan is an enemy. We have to take him as an enemy. We have to prepare for that shaitan. Everyone has a qareen. With the dhikr of Allah, with tasbih, with tahleel. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. 100 times a day. كانت له حرزا من الشيطان, a protection from shaitan. Ya Abdullah, there are shayateen of ins and jinn. There is magic, which is real. And there is hasad, jealousy. And there's the evil eye. Protect yourselves and your children. These things are there. Don't wait until it's too late before you're afflicted with that. Or your children are afflicted with that. Every day must be a day won, not a day lost. Every day a day closer to your Lord, closer to your reckoning. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha waltanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Oh, you believe, fear Allah, and let every person prepare for the next day. And fear Allah, for Allah knows all that you do. Allah knows all that you do. La yakhfa alayhi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa. Nothing is hidden from Allah, whether it is in the heavens or in the earth. لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. يا عبد الله, Allah knows and we do not know. والله يعلم أنتم لا تعلمون. Allah's knowledge is vast. Allah is لطيف خبير. Allah is لطيف خبير. He's subtle and he's all aware. Nothing is hidden from Allah. So when you're alone, وإذا خلوت بريبة في ظلمة والنفس تدعو إلى الطغيان فاستحي من نظر إله وقل لها إن الذي خلق الظلام يراني. When you're alone and your soul wants to follow its desires, then have shyness from the mercy of your Lord for the one who created the darkness that you're in is watching you. Ya Abdullah, we have to keep going until we meet our Lord. We can't forget Allah, otherwise in reality we have forgotten our own selves. Person will be raised on the day of judgment blind. لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Why you create, why you brought me up, why you raised me up from my grave as blind? He said, you've forgotten our signs. You neglected our signs. So this day you also be neglected. This is your affair. We have to stick to the signs of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah, that which Allah came with. We have to strive to hold on to them with our maul latif, to fight against that which will harm our deen, whether it's shirk, followed by bid'ah, followed by sins. From the deception of shaitan, Ahlul Bid'ah, the innovators, they don't talk about bid'ah. They talk about sins maybe, but they don't talk about bid'ah. From the deceptions of shaitan is that he occupies you away from the dhikr of Allah, occupies you away from the most important aspect in your deen, at-tawheed. Wallahi, tawheed. We pray to Allah that we live upon tawheed until we die. That the last words from our tongue is La ilaha illallah. That none has the right to be worshipped except Allah or Muhammadun Rasulullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us on this blessed day, the day of Friday, which is Eid for the Muslims, that we send much salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, fa astaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim.